For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, greetings today. Thank you for calling in. God bless you. I hope and pray that your life is, that you are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And, I just appreciate your call today. This is day three in this seven-day series. My name's Steve Clark, and Sunday I introduced the topic for this week, which is overcoming the world, and that's the text that we're going to be looking at this whole week, those two verses, 1 John 5, 4 and 5, 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. And we looked at the first day, I introduced the topic, and then I also looked at several verses in Revelation as to the promises to the overcomer, all the different things that it says there about the promises to the overcomer, and that was a blessing to see those things. I'm sure you want to be an overcomer, just as I want to be an overcomer, overcoming the world, to be able to receive those promises. You know, God, when he promises something, he doesn't change his mind. He cannot lie. He does not lie. And those promises to the overcomer are just wonderful to realize that for the true Christian, he will receive those promises someday. And so what does it mean? Today we're going to look at what does it mean to overcome the world. And this is a big topic. We could spend hours about this. What does it mean to overcome the world? And I'm going to split this up into two sessions, today and tomorrow. So, first of all, the world. What does it mean to overcome the world? What is the world? What is it talking about? Is it talking about the actual dirt and the atmosphere and the physical world that we see around us, the trees and the is that what it's talking about when he says overcoming the world? Well, I don't believe that it's talking about that. And I also don't believe it's talking about the people of this world, overcoming the world and being rulers over the people or something. It's not talking about that. So what is it talking about when it says, and these are verses out of the New Testament, it says for us to not be conformed to the world. That's in Romans chapter 12. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So not to be conformed to the world. So what does it mean to be conformed or not to be conformed to the world? What's the world there? And also then in 1 John chapter 2, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For he that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Then it goes on and says, that the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So it gives us a definition there, a partial definition anyway, of what the world is talking about, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So that's a good verse for us to ponder and consider in 1 John chapter 2. And then it also says in James chapter 4, it says, you adulteresses you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? And that's the word enmity is like to be an enemy. And it goes on to say, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And I'm sure you don't want to be an enemy of God. And I'm sure I don't want to be God's enemy. And I don't want to have the love of the Father not in me because I'm loving the world. And I also don't want to be conformed to the world. I want to be renewed in my mind by God's word. And so, and I'm sure that is with you too. And there's one more. It says not to be spotted by the world. I believe that's also First John, or I'm not exactly sure where it is, I guess, but it's not to be spotted by the world. So I don't want to be spotted by the world, and I'm sure you don't either. You want to be an overcomer. And so what is the world that we're talking about? What is the world that the Bible's talking about there when it says not to love the world, not to be conformed to the world, not to be spotted by the world, and not to be a friend of the world? So what is this world? Well, to help us understand this, I'm using a different word. I'm using a word called systems, the systems of the world. I think maybe we'll understand a little bit better what the world that he's talking about is, the systems of the world. And so let me just put it this way. I have 14 different ones that I had made a list of. The first one would be the political system of the world. And some of these I'll expound on a little bit and some I won't. But the political systems of the world, you know, just how the politics runs and how the world runs. And even if you think about Israel's history, God was Israel's king. God was his king, was their king for a long time there with Abraham and the different ones in the Old Testament. Then there came a time where Israel wanted to have a king just like all the other nations. And so they went to Samuel and said, "Samuel, we want to have a king like the other nations." And Samuel says, "God is your king. And we want to be like the other nations." And so Samuel went to God and he says, you know, what was happening there. And God says, "Give them a king. That's what they want. Give them a king." Says they're going to tell them that they're going to suffer for this. The king's going to take their sons and make them soldiers. He's going to take their daughters and make them servants, and so on. And you probably know the story. And so, he says there, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me because they're asking for a king. And so this was the political systems of the world back in those days, and we haven't changed from that. It's all this politics, all these things, the political systems. God is not, he's not in favor of these things, and he doesn't want us to be in favor of them either. He doesn't want us to love the political system of this world. And that's just a brief summary what I'm talking about there as far as political systems. The next one is the monetary system. You know, the Bible here, it says got to get my thoughts here. Oh, the love of money is the root of all evil. And so if we, it's not the money, that's not necessarily saying that money is the root of all evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. So this monetary system is this world that we're talking about here. We have the political system, we have the monetary system, and this whole thing of credit, being able to just, you know, buy things and just get all these credit card debts and all this stuff. That's the monetary system of the world God is not wanting a Christian to be involved in, to be a part of, and not to love money, not to just have our lives ruled by making more money and building our kingdoms and those kind of things. He wants us to be building his kingdom. And this is a monetary system of the world that God does not want us to be, not to love and not to be a friend of and not to be spotted by. Oh, this is a huge one in our society, in our life, in our American life, especially the monetary system. The next one I have down is the medical system of the world. And here again, the medical system is often ruled by the monetary system. It's to make more money, and so they have all these different things in place to where healthcare is not affordable. And we think of this whole thing of, you know, we get sick or something, and our mind just immediately goes to, oh, maybe I have to go to the doctor, or maybe I have to go do this or do that, instead of taking these things to the Lord, and not just I'm not against doctors, but that shouldn't be the first place that we go. We should go to the Lord with some of these things. And so there's this medical system, also the insurance system. Insurances are such a big thing in this world, and trusting in our insurance instead of trusting in God. And this is another system that God wants us to have the right perspective of. He wants us to have the right perspective as Christians living in this world, not to be loving these systems. And this is, you know, overcoming the systems of the world is what we're talking about here, being overcomers. And the world thinks one way about these systems. Oh, I got to have my insurance all in the right place. I got to, you know, do this and do that. And this is what God doesn't want us to be loving or being friends with. Also, there's the religious system of the world. Oh, Brother Steve, religion is good. Well, religion can be bad too. If we are trusting in our religion, we are trusting in our church for our salvation, we're trusting in our lifestyle that's dictated by our religion. If we're trusting in those things for our salvation, we are as lost as someone who is trusting in their good works for their salvation, or they're trusting in their juju or their witchcraft or whatever for their to be saved in many places in this world. Our religion is not going to save us. We need a relationship with Christ to save us. And so God doesn't want us to be loving the religious system of the world. Number six is the educational system of the world. Don't think I'll expound on that one right now. Number seven is the value system of the world. What is successful? What is a successful person in your culture, in your world? What is successful? The world looks at successful people as having money and having position and having power, having this high education, and these are very successful people in the world. Well, what is God's value system for people? He doesn't want us to love these systems of the world. Number eight would be the judicial system. Get even, you know, go to court, get even. If somebody does you wrong, sue them. And, you know, this whole judicial system, you fight, you get, you have rights, and you, this is the world system. This isn't God's system. Jesus said that if somebody, that the Old Testament said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If somebody knocks out your tooth, you have the right to knock out his tooth. But Jesus said to love your enemies, do good to those that hate you, pray for those who persecute you, and all those things. So this is the judicial system. God doesn't want us to be a part of the world. He doesn't want us to be spotted by the world's judicial system. Doesn't want us to be conformed to that. Also then the entertainment system. Hollywood, television, movies, all these things that have drastically changed our world in these last 50, 60 years, our value system in this world. Why is the United States morally going so far downhill? Well, it has a lot to do with the entertainment system, Hollywood. But then on top of that, we have the music of this world and the sports of this world. God doesn't want us to be spotted by these things. Number 10 is the fashion system of the world. Vanity, just feeding vanity in people. Oh, you have to be dressed this way. You have to have this latest fads and all these things, the fashion system. The sensual system of the world, the lust of vices, all the different lusts that we have, even the lust of food and all the stuff. You know, we're to eat to live, not live to eat. The communication system of the world, internet and all of that, it should be in the right perspective. The transportation system of the world, and maybe you're a horse and buggy person listening to me, well, you can have your own transportation system of the world that God doesn't like, just like somebody who drives a car. If somebody has a car that they idolize and they have to just have perfect and look nice so everybody sees them and how great they are. Well, you can have your own horse that you spend $15,000 for, and you can have your carriage that's all decked out and all these kind of things, and your heart can be in it just as somebody's heart's in the cars and that. So it's this whole system, whether it's whatever side of it you're on, the transportation system of the world. And the last one I have down here is the belief system of the world, the world's belief system. And that I'm looking at, like, people living together, not being married, dating, what real marriage is according to the Bible, how we raise our children, and even how we take care of our old people, and what we think about all of that, the belief systems. God wants us to have our lives lined up according to His word and according to what He says there, not the world system. So God does not love man's system and commands us to not love them either. And so this is the first part we're going to be looking at then tomorrow, more on the world. But I just wanted to go through those systems quickly with you. And I know it's been a lot, just to think about these, but we're going to expound on that and look at a little bit more in depth tomorrow. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. And just pray that you would be inspired and encouraged with these messages here this week. Thank you.